AI News by Conjero.
Bechtel just released a process manager for autonomous agents, and the big idea is pretty clear. Once you move beyond single-agent DMOS, you need a control plane to keep everything behaving.
Right, the article argues the challenge isn't planning anymore. It's managing how several agents execute together so they don't duplicate work or corrupt shared state.
They give a concrete example. One agent gathers sources, another drafts, a third validates citations. If the first times out or writes stale data, the whole chain can break.
Exactly. A process manager coordinates who handles each step, which state is authoritative, when to retry, and when to stop a failing workflow instead of letting errors cascade.
It makes the architecture feel more like a workflow engine or scheduler than a chatbot. Observability and policy enforcement become core requirements.
The piece points out existing tools like Temporal and Airflow solved parts of this for deterministic software, but agents are harder because outputs are probabilistic and branches are dynamic.
That distinction is what separates a process manager from frameworks such as LangGraph or AutoGen. Those help build loops, while a manager imposes runtime discipline around them.
And there's a commercial angle. Will process management be its own product category or just a feature baked into larger agent platforms and orchestration stacks?
Either way, the takeaway is the market is treating agents less as a pure modeling problem and more as an operations problem that needs supervision to be production grade.
So whether it's a standalone control plane or an integrated feature, the real shift is that coordinated, repeatable execution is now the metric that matters.
AI News by Conjero.